Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. Hello. How are we today? Ariel Nissenblatt here. This is Feedback with Earbuds. We're all about podcasts all the time, so to start off, let's review last week's recommendations. Our theme was called Podcasts for Saving the Planet, and our curator was Seth Larson, host of the World Wildlife Fund's Nature Breaking Show. The podcasts that he recommended were his show, Nature Breaking, then came Zero, The Climate Race from Bloomberg. Next up was A Matter of Degrees, then came Climavores from Postscript Media, and we finished it off with the Bartholomew Town podcast. Thank you to Seth for curating that list for us. If you did not get the chance to listen to those shows last week and those titles intrigued you, we will link to them in the show notes. Now for this week's recommendations. Since it's October, we wanted to get in some haunted vibes. Our theme is called Haunted History. Our curator is Brandon Schecksnyder. He is the host of Southern Gothic. In just a bit, you'll hear from Brandon about his podcast picks and why he selected them. After that, you'll learn about our Spotlight podcast pick, Play On Podcast's latest season, Othello, a new translation of this Shakespeare tragedy. Then we'll tell you about our fiction podcast pairing from Realm Media. We like to pair a fiction podcast with our theme each week. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and resources before we close the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Here are Brandon's recommendations for the theme Haunted History podcasts for Halloween.
Hey, y'all. My name is Brandon Schecksnyder, and I'm a podcast producer and the creator of the show Southern Gothic, a podcast that explores the history behind some of the American South's darkest days, greatest mysteries, and of course, most chilling ghost stories. Well, y'all, since spooky season is here, I figured I'd go ahead and curate a list of some of the best haunted history shows that you've probably never heard. These are shows that will not only keep you up at night, but they're also going to teach you a little bit about the past. It's podcasts that I not only listen to and enjoy, but ones that I trust are doing a good job with their research, and they're getting it right when it comes to facts, not just trying to give you nightmares. Now, my first pick is American Hauntings. It's by the one and only Troy Taylor and Cody Beck. Troy is a prolific writer in the paranormal community, and he's brought some of his incredible storytelling over to the podcast world for us to enjoy as well. Now, since I bet a lot of y'all are going to be watching Hocus Pocus with the Sanderson sisters in the next few weeks, I recommend y'all check out the American Hauntings episode, The American Witch, which outlines the history of witchcraft in America beyond what happened up there in Salem. There's a lot more to it. As for my second pick, well, it's called Susto. And it's a spooky show about the folklore of Latinx and Hispanic cultures. You see, one of the things that I love about podcasting the most is that we can go as wide or as niche as we want to go with the topic. And in Susto, host Aiden does exactly that. He digs back into his own culture to tell us stories that I myself was never exposed to. My personal favorite here is the episode Santa Muerte, and y'all, pardon my hillbilly inability to pronounce that correctly, but La Santa Muerte is a death deity that Aiden goes on a deep dive into discussing. It's absolutely fascinating and a bit chilling as well. Next up, I went to an entirely different place. I picked a show from across the ocean called Real Life Ghost Stories. Irish storyteller and horror movie fanatic Emma has a gift for writing truly captivating stories, and she's got this one particular episode called The Coonian Poltergeist where she really shines. Because she's not just telling a tale that she researched, she's researching a tale that she grew up hearing about in Ireland, which makes it more fascinating. And look, y'all, it is definitely extra scary for spooky season because The Coonian Poltergeist is a 20th century tale, not one of those old-timey ones, and it involves the first sanctioned exorcism in Ireland. Pretty wild, right? Obviously, you can tell I am a big fan of storytelling, and so my second to last pick includes a host that I believe is one of the best when it comes to haunted history. It's a man named Mike Brown, the host of the podcast Pleasing Terrors. Now, here's the thing. Pleasing Terrors is one of those shows that doesn't come out with episodes often. Mike takes a lot of time researching them, and he won't even start writing till he feels like he has a complete understanding. Not to mention, his day job, or we'll call it a night job, takes up a lot of time, because he's a ghost tour guide in Charleston, South Carolina, a veteran at that. Well, there's a lot of great stuff in the Pleasing Terrors feed, but I particularly enjoyed the three-part series, The Mermaid Returns, which is a deep dive into some local lore from Charleston. It's absolutely fascinating stuff. Last but not least, I have one final show to tell y'all about, and you can thank me later because it's a little bit of a palate cleanser to send you home with so you don't have quite so many nightmares. It's a show called One Strange Thing. Hosted by the Fall Line veteran Laura Norton, One Strange Thing offers up true stories with a little bit of snarky commentary and dry wit. It ain't about scaring you, it's about entertainment. Now, in their episode, The Toy, Laura goes into the history of what is likely the world's most haunted object. Y'all have probably heard of it, Robert the Doll. But look, she kind of pushes the line when it comes to disrespecting him. And if you want to know what happens to folks who disrespect Robert the Doll, you might want to go give this one a listen. Now, y'all, I hope you enjoy this deep dive into haunted history. I hope it makes your Halloween season better, because all of these shows are wonderfully researched and they're made with absolute care. These aren't the kind of people who run around warehouses with flashlights yelling at demons and stuff. They're the real deal when it comes to storytelling. So I hope this spooky season you take a chance to get a little spooked and maybe even learn a little something in the process. Of course, I'd also like to invite you to check out my show, Southern Gothic, which falls into this category as well. I talk about ghost stories and old true crime and dark history and all that, backed by some rich sound design for a little extra vibe. And y'all, this week, I'm actually going to be releasing a special episode to kick off the spooky festivities. It's an episode called The Forbidden Love of Annabelle Lee, which explores a haunted cemetery where the spirit of a woman in white wanders at night. A woman who some folks actually believe is the inspiration for the final poem of the one and only Edgar Allan Poe. So y'all, if you are ready to get spooky this Halloween, go check out these shows today. That is, if you dare.
Thank you to Brandon for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. You can find all of Brandon's recommendations listed in the show notes of this episode and by going to earbuds.audio. You just can't miss them. If you're listening to this show and you're thinking, I'd love to curate a list, I have got good news for you. Anyone can do so. We have a link in the show notes to our submission form, and it's also linked in each issue of our newsletter. We would love to read and hear your podcast recommendation ideas. Now it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick, which is a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and also on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting Play On Podcasts, Othello. Play On Podcasts are epic audio adventures reimagining timeless tales, featuring original music composition and the voices of extraordinarily gifted artists. This unsparing translation of Shakespeare's cruelest tragedy unmasks the ravages of prejudice and racism with unflinching honesty, revealing a world where bodies can be dispossessed by the meanest of minds. You can find and listen to Play On's Othello wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure to explore past seasons if you are a Shakespeare fan. This week's podcast recommendations on the theme of haunted history pair well with Undertow, The Sisters. Frankie Bradshaw, the curator of a collection of medical oddities in Philadelphia, has her world turned upside down when a mysterious skeleton is delivered without explanation. Eager to discover its origins, she is sucked into a world of occultists as her own demons come back to haunt her. When Frankie is sent a box of reel-to-reel tapes from the 1960s, she learns the story of Frances Pollard, a woman incarcerated in a British hospital for the criminally insane. In a series of interviews, Francis recounts a happy family life in England until the arrival of a stranger led to a family tragedy and a descent into madness. That's our fiction podcast pairing of the week, brought to us by Realm Media. Learn more about their fiction listening slate at realm.fm. Next, let's get to some podcast news and tidbits. First up, in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell interviewed Serafina Molina Durbin, who is 10 years old. She's been called a young social impact hero and an upstart by her co-triplet siblings. She began her podcast, Serafina Speaks, for Children Who Think, when she was 7. By 8, she'd won her first podcast award. She is now 10 years old. You can learn more about Serafina and listen to her show by going to podcastthenewsletter.substack.com or by clicking on the link in our show notes. Next up, The Gun Machine is a collaboration between WBUR and The Trace, a nonprofit news organization dedicated to reporting on gun violence. With a mission to break America out of its stalemated conversation about gun violence and gun rights, The Gun Machine begins with a question. What if everything we know about guns is wrong? This series explores the history and cultural impacts of the firearms industrial complex, delving into crime, race, politics, business, and history. Next, on the latest episode of The Show About Science, the platypus has perplexed generations of scientists. Now researchers are studying the platypus on the molecular level, and it turns out to be even more surprising than we could have imagined. And last, what's James Cridlin covering in Pod News this week? He's got stories on the winners of the Black Podcasting Awards, and he reports on the layoffs from Pushkin Industries. More about those stories by going to podnews.net, and of course, he's got a lot more podcast news where that came from. That's it for this week. Thank you for tuning in to Feedback with Earbuds. I hope you found some new podcast recommendations that you're excited to listen to. Until next time, go and listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.